Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Lost Luggage by Marjorie Searle. A few years ago, my college student daughter traveled to Europe to study German. It's always a bit nerve-wracking to put your child on a plane heading to a strange place. But Megan is a pretty resourceful kid, and we anticipated she'd manage her connection successfully. In her first phone call to us after she landed, she told us that her luggage hadn't arrived, so she was stuck in Munich. But not to worry. A very nice lady named Carol had invited her to stay in her apartment until the luggage was found. She gave us the telephone number and rang off. As the days went by and we didn't hear from Megan again, our anxiety mounted until I could stand it no longer. I called the phone number. The woman who answered spoke with an American accent. When I asked for Megan, she replied that Megan had left. Before I could panic, she began explaining the story to me in a very reassuring way. Megan and Carol had both arrived by plane in Munich in the middle of the night in the same situation. Both were missing their luggage. Carol recognized that Megan was a young college student traveling alone and was now in a strange city where she knew no one. Carol was a law professor from California on sabbatical. She was teaching in Germany and had an apartment in Munich. She was also a mother of grown children who had in their travels relied on the kindness of strangers. She recognized an opportunity to help a tired and frazzled young woman and offered to take Megan home with her and host her until Megan's luggage turned up. Megan had heard our many years of warnings about going off with strangers. Nevertheless, she could sense that Carol was offering genuine safety and refuge. Megan took Carol up on the offer and spent several days with her. Indeed, my daughter spent further weekends at Carol's apartment over the course of her time in Germany. We learned more about Carol. We discovered that her specialty was law relating to international kidnappings. She had German heritage, too, and was teaching in Germany to reconnect with her roots. Her Jewish grandfather had been spirited out of the country by people with good hearts so that he would not be taken to a concentration camp. I'm indebted to Carol for rescuing our daughter and keeping her safe during her first few days in Germany. And I'll always feel grateful to her for continuing to provide Megan with friendship and a mom that summer. After that experience, I tried to be open to ways to assist travelers and to help people who are new to our community feel less alone.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.